This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The partisan divide in the U.S. Senate is putting Republicans who might marginally support pro-life reforms in something like a shooter's gallery when it comes to bills like one defunding Planned Parenthood and putting Obamacare on a two-year track to replacement. Republican senators from Arizona, Ohio, Nevada, Tennessee, West Virginia, Maine, and Alaska put defunding abortion giant Planned Parenthood out of reach Wednesday. While most hospice care is at home, and Charlie Gard already has a doctor for that, a judge says his hospice care must not be at home. To offer some perspective, one large Seattle-area hospice provider offers about 97% of its care in patients' homes. The apparent disconnect between British courts and the actual care of Charlie Gard continues. This is Life News Radio. You simply must know that writing, phoning, and emailing your elected representatives really does work. And don't forget the social networks. I am represented by legislators who do not share anything in common with my views. And yes, I have gotten disturbing dismissals of my letters. I write about abortion, and they respond as if I wrote about traffic lights. But do not give up. Contact your legislators today. Tell them that when it comes to the issues you care about, you expect more than the status quo. In other headlines, more than one black pastor is hoping to reach members of the NAACP at their Baltimore convention this week. Pastor Clenard Childress says abortion access, which is decimating U.S. black populations, is supported by the alleged opponents of racism. And Missouri's special legislative session is producing a pro-life law to protect pro-life speech and religious liberty and counter moves in St. Louis to compel abortion support. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.